Hey guys, this is Ryan Pinkney from the Measuring Success Right team. Just a quick note about today's episode. It's a little bit different than our usual. It is the first episode of our new mini-series where we're talking to students about how they picked their major and what was the process for them to get in. We're really, really excited about it, and we hope it'll be a chance for those who are looking for a major or maybe switching majors to get more information and experiences from real students. So without further ado, here's the show.
Welcome to Measuring Success Right, the official podcast of the Marriott Student Review, a podcast for students by students, where we connect the leaders of tomorrow with the issues of today.
Welcome, everyone. This is our next episode of How Did I Get Here? A mini-series branching off of Measuring Success Right. I am your host, Tyler Curtis, interviewing today Ryan Pinkney. You may have heard of him. He is from Washington, D.C., a third-year student at BYU and a second-semester student of the Information Systems Junior Core. Also, a little fun fact about him is that he loves international film. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get into that today. Anyway, Ryan, thanks for having me with being with us today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Awesome, thank you. And well, tell us a little bit about information systems.
Yeah, so I get this question a lot because a lot of people aren't exactly sure what information systems is. And so what I like to tell them is, it's about 60% computer science with a 40% business. And so we get kind of the best of both worlds as far as the technology side of things. We do lots of coding, lots of network management, database management, but we also get kind of the people side of it, of doing the marketing, the accounting, business strategy. And yeah, and that's information systems.
Way cool. All right. So, I mean, you just mentioned a whole bunch of stuff that information system covers. How did you find this major? I guess, well, how did you get to this point? How did you get here?
Yeah, great question. So my story starts probably with high school, Ryan. Graduating from high school, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I had different interests as far as, you know, things I did in high school. I was really into theater. I was really into marching band. Not as much technology, but once I graduated, it kind of hit me that I need to figure out what I want to do at college. I need to kind of make a plan. And I struggled for a really long time trying to decide and figure out for myself what I wanted to do. During that time, I also went on a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and that was a really good time for me to really think through, you know, what am as a person, what were my interests, what did I want to do with my life. And I remember kind of making a promise to Heavenly Father in a prayer that, you know, during my mission, I would work super hard. I would, you know, dedicate 100% of my strengths and my time to being a good missionary, and, you know, helping other people. But I kind of wanted in return for him to help me figure out what to do as far as a major. And that was the promise. And I spent 2 years on my mission with that promise kind of in the back of my head. It wasn't until I got to BYU 2 years later that I actually got an answer to that promise, which leads me to how I heard about information systems. It was my first day on campus, and again, I had no idea what I wanted to do as a major, and I decided to go to the Business School Advisement Center and just talk to someone about the different majors. And I got an appointment, talked to someone, and I remember he started listing out, oh, this is accounting, you know, you're in charge of, like, all that accounting stuff, or you could do marketing, or you could do supply chain. And then he said information systems, and he said, and it hit me like a wall of bricks, like, information systems, that's what I want to do. And it was this incredible feeling of, wow, like, that sounds exactly what I wanted to do. You know, because it had the mix of talking to people, which I love talking and getting to know people and connecting with people. It had that side with the technology side. And from that first day on campus, I've been able to kind of plan out how I wanted to, you know, apply to the program and everything. But I think the pivotal moment in at least my story was this going to the advisement center, and they just told me about information systems. And I'm really grateful that I was able to find this program, and it has been phenomenal since I've been doing it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that story, Ryan. And so I guess you kind of answered my next question. I was going to ask, you know, what was the moment that you kind of knew that this was the major for you? But it sounds like it was that moment in the advisement center. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah. And it might seem silly, but for me, going to the advisement center was the key that I, you know, it doesn't work for everyone, but being able to talk to someone about the programs, and it was just another student at the advisement center who just told me about the program, and it just all clicked for me.
Awesome. Well, I have plenty of more questions
okay,
for you.
Okay, let's go.
All right, well, I'm going to ask a little bit more about information systems, Ryan.
Okay.
I guess the first question I have for you is, I mean, what are some things that have happened in this program that have really pushed you out of your comfort zone?
Yeah, that's a great question. Probably everything, if I'm being honest, has pushed me out of my comfort zone. As I briefly mentioned before, information systems does have a big coding side of it, and I had never done coding before. I did a few IT-related things in high school. Like, I would help people fix their printers and things like that, but I had never done anything as far as coding or software development. And I remember in IS 201, which is one of the prerequisite courses to applying to the information systems program, that was my first time coding, and I was very intimidated by it. And there was a lot of fear when I was taking that class, you know, fear of not being able to perform as well as other people, especially in comparison to the people who had coding experience. But ultimately, I just took it slow and tried to, you know, build on the things that I did understand. And little by little, I've been able to kind of build a better foundation as far as a programmer. And obviously, I still don't know everything. I'm still learning a lot of things about programming. But the interesting thing about my experience is that my story of programming is really only a year or a year and a half long. I really haven't been doing it that long, but yet I've been able to do okay in the major and I feel a lot of satisfaction and joy out of having learned how to do that. And so to get back to the question though, yeah, it was definitely learning to code definitely pushed me out of my comfort zone. And the new topics that we learn all the time definitely push me out of my comfort zone. So,
totally awesome. Well, I mean, I do know a little bit of this side of things. I'm also in the information systems program with you, but it's definitely hard to pick up. So, I guess my question to you then would be, what keeps you going? What keeps you in this major?
Yeah, I love it. I love being able to start something and then, you know, see a project through from start to finish, let's say, where, you know, you, one of the big things is like you can see something almost tangible that you did, especially like with developing a website. You start from the bottom and you have to build every piece of your website, how it looks, how the functionality works, the logic, and all those different pieces. And it's extremely gratifying to see something, to see you create something and then have a product when you're done. And I find that extremely gratifying and fun.
Sweet. Well, you mentioned websites a lot. I'm kind of curious. So where do you see yourself going after you graduate? What's the plan?
So the plan is definitely still in the works. I definitely, as far as the different disciplines in information systems, I really do love the web development and coding side of things. Information systems also deals with like business intelligence and data analytics. I enjoy those things, but just not as much as the programming side of things. So I see myself in the future definitely doing something related with software development or website development.
Excellent. So, well, those are all really good choices. I'm not biased at all.
Yeah.
But I guess, are there any fond memories you have of just being in the information systems program? Something that just stands out to you?
Yeah. I have a lot of different memories that I guess I could pick from. I've had a lot of fun in the program. One of the things that has definitely been a highlight is working with my team during Intex. For those who don't know, a lot of the projects in the information systems program, you work with a team, and it's the same team the whole semester. So you definitely build a camaraderie with these people, and you build a friendship and relationship with these people. And one aspect of the program is at the end of the semester, we do a week-long project called Intex. And it's about, you spend about 60 hours a week on a project, and you develop, most of the time you develop like a website. And I loved Intex. It was such an incredible time. You kind of have to apply everything you've been learning. And it has, you know, it's kind of where, you know, you hit the ground running and you have to apply everything that you've learned. And it's just a really good time. You spend a lot of time with your group and you're, you know, talking out ideas, you're working, you're brainstorming, and it's just a really incredible experience, and you get so much experience, experience doing a project like that is such applicable to the jobs that there are, you know, to your future career and the jobs that are out there in the market. And so I would definitely say Intex was one of the highlights of the major so far, thus far.
It sounds like a lot in many ways.
Yes, in many ways.
Well, I guess, you know, thank you so much for talking about information systems.
Absolutely.
I think we all learned a little bit more about it and about you, too. Amazing story.
Thank you.
Just how things have led you to this major. Two closing questions for you. The first is, you know, for a freshman who is undecided in what they want to do, they're like you, where they want to find a major, or that's listening to this podcast right now, or someone who may be doing the less conventional route of picking a new major.
Absolutely.
So finding a major that's right for them. What advice would you give to them?
Yeah. I can't say that I went through, I guess I did to some extent. I went through the same struggles that a lot of people do as far as picking a major. It's definitely something that causes lots of people anxiety, and I empathize with that. My advice is, don't be afraid to try new things, of course. Look for the different opportunities to get exposure to different areas of study. You know, don't be afraid to go to a club and learn about a major that you've never heard of before, because it could likely be what ends up being the solution for you. And my other advice is just look for the things, the basic things that you enjoy doing. And oftentimes that will point you in the right direction as far as a future career and a major. Look for the things that you have strengths in as well. There's nothing wrong with picking a major that plays to your strengths. You know, whether that be research, whether that be reading or writing, whether that be technology, whether that be music. Pick something that plays to your strength, because you'll most likely enjoy doing that a lot more than doing something you're not so good at.
Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. And the last question, and this is more of a tradition for this podcast, how would you measure success? And or just how do you know that you're being successful?
Yeah. it's a big question. I don't claim to have all the answers, and so I'll just speak for myself. I see success when I'm doing the things I'm passionate about, and I find joy in doing those things. Because those are the moments I feel like that I'm going to remember the most for the rest of my life. And those are the things I want to remember most for the rest of my life. And I also see success in building relationships with people, lifelong lasting relationships and friendships. And one of the things I'm very grateful for in the information systems program is that I've built a lot of amazing friendships that I know that, well, I hope will last a long time. And I find a lot of gratification in that and a lot of joy. And so that is my two cents on measuring success.
Well, thank you so much, Ryan. And that's Ryan Pinkney, everyone. And
thank you.
Thank you for being with us today and for listening to this podcast. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or SoundCloud so you never miss an episode. Be a friend and tell a friend about Measuring Success Right.
This podcast is a project of the Marriott Student Review at Brigham Young University. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Marriott Student Review, or online at marriottstudentreview.org.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect official policy or position of Brigham Young University or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.